when you have your first place fish at 28.75. That's pretty low for a King Salmon Derby.
The Haynes King Salmon Derby is off to a sunny but slow start. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. A Haynes boy died in waters at Portage Cove on Saturday. 14-year-old Andrew Williamson was swimming with friends off the beach and drowned suddenly midday on May 29th. Haynes Police Chief Gary Lowe explains that the boy was supervised and behaving responsibly at the time of the accident.
There was a group of young adults that was down at the beach area swimming, and they were, several other parents were there kind of supervising the whole thing. There was a group of three boys that decided they were going to swim out to the dock area, and as they were swimming out, the middle boy, who was Andrew Williamson, said to the one following him that he needed help, and he went under the water.
A group of witnesses, swimmers, professional responders, at least four boats, and one scuba diver scoured the particularly murky water after the boy went under. Witnesses estimated 50 to 60 people assisted in the search.
There was an immediate search. There was a large group of people in the area, and they immediately called for help. Within a matter of 2 or 3 minutes, there was a state trooper boat that was in the area. The harbor boat was in the area. The rescue boat was in the area. Multiple boats and many, many people from the shore and from the dock that were looking. And the diver was called, and he was the one that located the body after he'd been in the water for about 10 minutes. His body was eventually recovered about 45 minutes later, not very far from the location where he was last seen, but he was face down in about 10 foot of water.
Lowe pointed out that the people on scene when the drowning occurred were acting responsibly and that no fault or mistake was assigned in the accident. He says that has made it harder for the community to cope with the tragedy.
And I've talked to a lot of the people involved in this, and everyone blames themselves in some way that they should have been able to do something, or they wouldn't have let him go out swimming, or wish they could have found him earlier, or wish the emergency workers wish they could have been able to locate him. No one did anything wrong in this. That no one is to blame. There's no guilt that anyone should have. It's just a tragic accident. And the parents were down there. They were watching the kids. They weren't roughhousing. They weren't playing. There was no fighting involved, no drinking involved, nothing like that. Just some kids on a beautiful spring day having a little bit of fun, and tragedy struck.
Beach swimming has always been a popular local activity as summer temperatures rise. Chief Lowe reminds swimmers of a few characteristics that are unique to Northern Lynn Canal waters.
People that are not familiar with swimming in these types of water, on the surface temperature could feel fairly warm. And if you just drop a foot or 2 foot down, the water is extremely cold. And that cold temperature, or that change in temperature, can almost just freeze up your body. You go into cramps and you just can't react to it. And for people that's not used to being in cold water like that, maybe it's just a thing that you need to be aware of.
A new policy with the state medical examiner's office requires an autopsy in all accidental deaths of minors, even when there's no associated suspicion.
Even though this one was witnessed by so many people and everyone knows exactly what happened, they are going to do an autopsy. And I don't anticipate that there's going to be anything coming out of that we don't already know.
Services for Williamson will be held at the Haynes School later in the week. An online memorial for him is at gonetoosoon.org. The biggest king salmon in the Haynes Derby so far is just under 29 pounds.
You know, when you have your first place fish at 28.75, that's pretty low for a king salmon derby.
Kim Larson is president of the Haines Sportsman's Association and says 30 fish were turned in over the derby's first 3 of 5 days. And on average, they were small ones.
First place is 28.75, which is Richard Hart. Last place is a 9.35 by Jason Shaw, at 9.35. And there was 30 fish.
Larson says ticket sales are lower than normal so far this year. 26 day passes and 74 all derby passes sold to people who can continue fishing next weekend. Starting this year, those people can also fish around the clock after check-in.
We did have a couple fish turned in. I think it was just one fish that was turned in around 8 o'clock yesterday, so they had caught it earlier than the normal start time of 8 o'clock of the derby, which is what we were hoping for, that more people would go out earlier, catch more fish, because that's where we make most of our money, is a sell of the fish to Dijon Delights.
Sunny skies and hot weather may be some explanation for a slow start to the 32nd Annual Derby, but the event continues next weekend with 2 more days and 1 night left for fishermen to beat the current record.
You know, there's lots of prizes still out there that can be won. We know we only have the top 19 or 18 of actual fish, but I have prizes for the 22nd, the 34th, there's 32nd. You know, we just made up fun prizes so people would keep turning in their fish.
Larson says more fish, 8 to be exact, were turned in from the town side of Derby Fishing Grounds than ever before in her experience. And Canadian fishermen and youth fishermen numbers have been particularly low so far. But there's competition in the oldest fisherman category.
If it was Lucy Harrell or Mickey Gary, I'm not sure which one's oldest. Lucy got the first fish of the day. That was great to see her get that. Yeah, actually, she got the first fish of the Derby. Yep, so that was a plus. That was really neat. She was happy.
Funds raised through the Derby go to local scholarships and community and youth events. More information is available at Haines Sports Shops. People interested in volunteering next weekend can call the Derby Dock Chairman at 766-3264. Alaskan authors and fans of the written word gather in Skagway this week for the first ever North Words Writers Symposium. Haines' Dan Henry is the symposium's director.
There'll be 3 days of writers coming together to talk about the writing process, publishing, and all things related to that. We do a big trip up on a train, and we have lectures and discussions all the way along, including up at the White Pass.
The symposium runs June 2nd through 5th in and near Skagway and continues a tradition among Alaskan writers that almost died last year, until Skagway stepped in, that is.
For 25 years, Sitka hosted a symposium, a writer's symposium, and last year was its last year. And so I had attended the symposium as a staff member for 9 years, talked to them last year, and they were giving up the ghost for sure, and I told them that we might pick it up in Skagway, and they were happy to let us do that.
Skagway's Buckwheat Donahue is behind the event. He's the founder of the new Skagway version of a Northwest Writers Gathering and has a vision of where it could go from here. Again, Symposium Director Dan Henry.
Buckwheat is an incredible guy, a very imaginative person, and was really wanting to see what Skagway could do with the Writers' Conference. And if this goes well, then also partners include the National Park System, so there'll be Writers' Conferences other summers at other national parks, including Denali next year. And also Yukon College has been involved with this, so there may be some conferences in Yukon.
Keynote speaker is best-selling mystery writer Dana Stabenow, who will lead panels with several writers, historians, and editors from around the area.
The faculty is particularly exciting. Our lead faculty member is Dana Stabenow. She just finished her 26th novel, and she's also working on a television series, a cable television series.
Other visiting panelists include managing editor for University of Alaska Press, Elizabeth Dabney, and Kayleen Johnson. She wrote the first authorized biography of Sarah Palin. Published poets, essayists, playwrights, historians, and novelists are also on the schedule, says Henry.
Nita Nettleton, who formerly lived in Skagway, is quite a writer as well. The only member of the Screenwriters Guild in Alaska will also be there, film and playwriter David Hunsaker from Perseverance Theater in Juneau. We're really excited to have him there. Also, the staff of Alaska Magazine will be there, including Tim Woody, who is the editor of the magazine. And people will get some exposure that way. Kim Hecox, who has written about 6 or 7 books, including a history of U.S. national parks, will be talking there, as well as Andromeda Romano Lax, who has a couple of novels out, one very popular novel on Pablo Picasso. And I'll be there, as well as Buckwheat and Jeff Brady. And it should be a really fascinating 3 days of discussions.
Friday morning, panelists will cover issues like publication, research, historical resources, memoir, and film writing. The discussions continue through the weekend.
One on creating characters in fiction and nonfiction, and one on telling the stories of extraordinary persons, also memoir or biography. And then on Saturday morning, the fourth panel discussion in town, one about the hard, cold facts about mystery, murder, and intrigue, and also the other one, Writing Wild, Life Beyond Pavement.
The entry fee for the entire weekend is $350, but locals have a chance to attend individual two-hour panels for $50 each.
You know, everybody can get something out of this. If you are a reader, then you will meet some incredible writers over there, some of whose work you've probably read before. If you're interested in writing but you have not written yet, this will answer a bunch of questions for you and probably give you some more questions to think about. And if you are an active writer and you're trying to make your way through the world as a writer, you're definitely going to get some big picture ideas here.
A schedule and more information on the first Northwoods Writers Symposium this weekend in Skagway is at nwriters.com. Just search the words Skagway Writers in your online search engine. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.